All right, folks, I'd like to reconvene so we move along with our meeting here. It is almost 1:45, so we're now moving into the public comments period. And I do have speaker cards, and then I had some additional requests. So let me start with Mr. Sadowski, 3 minutes.
Good afternoon, Richard Sadowski, citizen of Morro Bay, member of the Morro Bay Planning Commission, member of the Water Reclamation Facility Advisory Committee in Morro Bay. The last time I was here, we were discussing sewage and our drinking water aquifer, the Morro Basin aquifer. I brought, along with colleagues, I had co-authored a report stating that we had evidence to suggest that we had sewage in our drinking water Morro Basin aquifer. About 5 years later, this commission heard a presentation by Linda Steggi and Marla Jo Bruton and required that the city do a sucralose test. That test was accomplished and proved that there is sewage in our drinking water aquifer. We suspect that it comes from what was referred to as the Morro Basin 6040 Main Street trunk line. I'm also a grade 4 wastewater collection system expert. During this time, one of the commissioners here was actually kind of shocked that we were blending our water with state water to get the nitrates lower. To date, not to my knowledge, nothing has been done, and if so, anything, only minimal. On a different subject is the water waste, water reclamation facility that's being addressed as a managed retreat in Morro Bay. Dr. Wolf and Harvey Packard had shown up to our city council meeting and suggested that we look at a plant west of the highway. The response that the city did was cancel all our advisory meetings and then state in public that they had no interest in looking at a site west of the highway. I would like the following statement put into the public record and into the minutes of this meeting. I, Richard E.T. Sadowski, U.S. citizen living in Morro Bay, California, a member of the Morro Bay Planning Commission, an appointed public official position, and a member of the Water Reclamation Facility Citizen Advisory Council in Morro Bay, entrusted with the tort law of duty of care, am appealing to the California State Attorney General's Office, Javier Becerra, to investigate the Morro Bay Wastewater Reclamation Facility project and the negligence associated with the sewage exfiltration from the collection lines into the Morro Basin drinking water aquifer. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. Next we have Darlene Din.
Good afternoon, board members, and nice to see you. I'm just, do you need me to say anything else? Oh, I will. Thank you, Darlene Din. I don't need to spell or anything. Okay, good. First of all, we've had another successful season of the Salinas Channel Maintenance Program, and we're moving along. There's still a little bit of hiccups, but I have some real exciting news that I don't know if all of you are aware of. And I'm not sure if you're all personally aware of Donna Myers. She was with the Big Sur Land Trust, and she's a consultant in Santa Cruz and has really good technical skills. So she has agreed to serve as the new executive director of the newly formed Salinas River, and it's a whole long maintenance program, but basically the river management unit system. And she worked with the creation of it with the with the Nature Conservancy, the landowners, and in all the different technical capacities. So we're really excited. And we see that as a real blend with her working with Monterey County Water Resource Agency on the 404 and the 401 and working with the 1600 and Fish and Wildlife State. And, you know, we now are working on funding. The grants are coming through. There, you know, there's a few hiccups, but we really feel under her tutelage that we will see some real positive and sustainability in the long run. And we're excited. So hopefully, I will tell you that I'm cautiously optimistic, because if we do have rain, last year when we did the secondary channel work successfully in the areas, but it's like anything, you have to have the whole system working, and we are working towards that. So I just wanted to give you an update on something positive, and, you know, and that if you don't know her credentials, they're she's very reputable, and we're really happy to have her. So thank you.
I have a question, if I could, related to the Salinas River maintenance. So how did the newly renovated sections fare during last winter's storms?
Actually, they worked like they should have, and I was shocked. I mean, just because I'm a layperson, so when you looked at the work that Paul Frank and the modeling and on the secondary channels, as a layperson, I thought, is that really going to work? And standing up there, it did. And I was cautiously optimistic. It's still kind of difficult to get through the permit system, and that's why we need Donna. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah. And that's why we need Donna Myers to bring everyone together and have them really understand it. Board Member Young, I just feel like this is exciting because we've had some successes. There are, you know, parties that have now observed it, landowners, and she now can go out and really work with them on the ground and bring more people in and do it in a positive environmental way. So, and the Arundo is getting removed and getting retreated, and RCD's involved. I mean, I look at it as a real public-private partnership.
So was there any flooding of farmland?
There was a little bit, but the areas that had done the work had less significant. I think, you know, we did have some, I think the bigger problem was the debris, you know, and because of the drought. And I think, like, a system that large, you know, you're going to have some of that. And I really, that's why we're at a place to have somebody who's really technically qualified to manage this on the ground and to go out to each landowner and really work with them. I'm excited. So cautiously optimistic as we move forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you, Darlene, for bringing us an update. And I completely agree with you that Donna Myers is, well, one of those individuals that has worked in the Monterey region and has a tremendous set of skills and expertise. So that's very good news to hear. Yeah.
Okay. I have one more speaker card for public comment. Anybody else? Okay. Okay. The last speaker card for public comment will be Ms. Lucas. And you requested 5 minutes.
Yes, hi, thank you. My name is Heather Lucas, and I'm the Central Coast Program Coordinator for the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water out of our Salinas office. And I am here today to inform the board that on November 8th, 2017, the Greater Monterey County Regional Water Management Group voted to approve the plan we've been working on, the integrated plan to address drinking water and wastewater issues of disadvantaged communities in the Salinas Valley and Greater Monterey County Irwin region. And I printed a copy of the cover sheet, the acknowledgments and the executive summary. It's all online, but this is for you, which we'll provide after. And today I'm just going to briefly highlight some key acknowledgments and contributions of this report, and it is our hope that this will also be an agenda item at the February board meeting in Watsonville, and the time and location will allow more people from our project team and the community to attend. The project team responsible for developing this plan consisted of many staff, current and former, from the Environmental Justice Coalition for Water, also partners with San Gerardo Cooperative, the Rural Community Assistance Corporation, the Monterey County, IRWIM, and Nielsen and Associates. And on behalf of this project team, I would like to recognize the important role of this board, of the Central Coast Water Board, in producing the plan itself, and also request the board's support in implementing the recommendations in the report. The recommendations very broadly include a specific ask around funding needs, and they're detailed in the executive summary, as well as a request to improve the funding process, especially this gap in identifying project sponsors. We would also like to personally acknowledge and thank Matt Keeling from staff here for the Water Board for his service on our technical advisory committee for this almost three-year project. He provided support overall from the beginning, including valuable feedback on the high priority community selection, on the engineering reports that came out of this, and also the final plan recommendations. I also want to thank Gabriel Ostermeyer and other staff who are instrumental in the mapping effort. There's an online mapping tool that is extremely valuable, and all chapters of this plan, supporting materials, and mapping tool are available online. And then I just want to briefly hit a couple highlights, and I don't have enough time to get into detail, but chapter by chapter, the second chapter is really about identifying the disadvantaged communities within the planning regions, and we really focused on small disadvantaged communities in unincorporated areas. And two key findings were that we already knew this, but MHA surveys are really important. We did a bunch of them in this project, and we know that there are many more hidden disadvantaged communities that aren't located in census block or tracks that are disadvantaged. So more of that is needed. Also, it's just important, this mapping tool is critical and needs to be maintained and updated. The third chapter of the plan is about identifying problems. And this reports on extensive outreach by former staff at EJCW to small communities and unincorporated areas of the region using a questionnaire survey. And EJCW surveyed a total of 153 households in 25 different communities. And the project team then prioritized the communities with known drinking water and wastewater issues that face an immediate public health threat. So this was a prioritization process. And then from that list, we further narrowed it down to 7 small communities with the goal of identifying specific solutions. And one kind of take home from this is there are many more disadvantaged communities in the region than could be evaluated in this project. This is a great start. Chapter 4 is about identifying solutions. And for this, the project team had a unique partnership with a group called the Community Engineering Corps and really did a deep dive in 7 of the communities. And all of those plans that they produced are also online and available. So there's a lot of information about the solutions, potential barriers, community preferences, and next steps. And really, consolidation or extension of service was the recommendation for 6 out of the 7 communities for a long-term solution. And there's a table that details that in the executive summary. Now, a couple of quick things. I already mentioned this, but key findings for solutions is we had difficulty finding project sponsors. A primary barrier to implementing these long-term solutions is that nearby water utilities are often reluctant to take this on as like a goodwill project due to difficulty with state grants and reimbursement. The second is that household monthly cost is one of the most significant. This one may seem obvious, but it's the most significant determinant of whether communities themselves are interested. And it's really challenging to find funding sources to cover specific parts, such as the lateral, the connection from the meter to the house. And residents just said they can't participate if they can't afford it. And I would just like to close by reiterating the main recommendations. They're really on this gap in funding and also the funding process, like laterals and sponsorship. And then I just want to thank you, board members, and the staff here for all of your support to date. We really look forward to working with you to further the recommendations and to reach the goal of safe drinking water for all who live and work in the Central Coast. So thank you all, and we hope to continue in February.
Yeah, so, initially, Ms. Lucas had requested more extensive time. We with a full presentation after, you know, discussion with our executive officer. We both agreed that this topic warranted to be more formally agendized rather than a, you know, public comment. So this little compressed 5 minutes, it considered to be just a little primer for what we will cover. We also felt that agendizing this in Watsonville made more sense because it allows for local community engagement without having to travel here. So if you, you know, you feel that there was a lot of information compressed here, this is basically just an intro to your presentation. So if you want to dive more into the discussion, just keep in mind that we're going to have dedicated time for a presentation, and we certainly will provide adequate time for you to go through, you know, the details of your finding. John?
Yeah, and when Heather approached me late last week, it'd be something like that. In reviewing the material she pushed my way, I realized this is too strategically significant to just have an info item that's 5 minutes, you know, at the public forum. This deserves a richer exploration, I think. It's kind of where we want to go, the needs assessment, right, for disadvantaged communities with respect to drinking water and wastewater. And it offers an opportunity for us to look at, there's actually a linkage there that we haven't much talked about. We've talked about drinking water quite a bit, but not the wastewater aspect of it. We plan, as Dr. Wolf says, we plan to agendize this in February.
Thank you.
Mr. Johnson?
Yeah, I would just hope that when we do talk about this in February, I would like to hear more both from you folks and from staff about the sponsorship problem, the problem of finding, even when there's funding available for extension of a water system, finding the sponsor for that project, which is difficult because the state often takes a long time to pay and the small water districts aren't necessarily wanting to be on the hook for that. And if, you know, if we have, be nice to have a substantive discussion about that.
Duly noted. Thank you.
Yep.
All right, so thank you.
Okay, thank and you. And may I leave these to hand out? Is that allowable? Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, just give it to our clerk of the board.
Oh, you already have them. You have them in your folders, so I'll save these for someone else.
Oh. Apparently not. Oh, I'm sorry. I do have that in my folder.
All right.
And this is just the executive summary, so there's lots more online. Thank you very much.
See what Mr. Johnston, you know, I was saying, I don't have it.
Thank you very much.
I have the map, and I have the interim
replacement water settlement. Yeah. Okay, what we'll do is distribute those. Yeah. Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So that concludes the public comment period.